We're now joined by Grundier 5 baseball coach Ethan Bunnell. Not a lot of games yet for the Panthers. They are 0-2, have played two tough teams from the East. And we've talked about with Tri-County in particular being in the same boat as Grundy, a second-year program, trying to develop some of the players in the program. That's going to be next up for the Panthers, and that is a week from today. So we're looking at Tuesday the 12th for Grundy to go over to Jamesport and play Tri-County. So that should be a game that should kind of be down both schools' alley as far as playing somebody kind of right on their same level. So that'd be an interesting game between here and there, though. A lot of practice time for the Panthers. We're joined by Coach Bunnell. Coach, 12-1 final against Green City last Friday, which doesn't sound really good, but considering the talent Green City has, that's a decent result for your team, isn't it?
Yeah, that was a great game for us. I think it was a real morale booster also, Tom.
What did your boys do well on Friday night to hold, to hold them down to 12 runs?
Very few errors Friday night, and then Wayne pitched really well. He was always right around the strike zone. We gave up 12 runs, but they had to earn them. We didn't give them to them.
The other thing with baseball, too, is, and this is what I noticed with Trenton being a first-year program last spring, it is maybe the most difficult thing that if you go against a pitcher that has some ability to miss the bats, it is really hard to learn on the fly to make solid contact against guys like that. Did you run into that against Green City?
Yeah, we did. We only had three hits on the game, so we're still struggling with the bats a little bit, but we're getting a little better.
What are the things that you could do on a kind of a real, maybe first and second sort of step to try to make more consistent contact? What are the things that you have in the boys kind of watch when they're at the plate against a tough pitcher?
We have them try to find the release point of the pitcher's hand or where the ball is coming out so they can find it early and then watch it all the way into the strike zone.
See, the best hitters, and we're looking at George Brett and guys like that, where they can pick up what the pitch is coming out of the hand. But that's pretty advanced. That would be very difficult for a high school kid to pick up, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be. We just wanted to see the ball and then follow it. We're not even thinking of if it's a curve or a fastball or any of those things yet.
So did you stay fairly competitive with Green City early? Did they get out of their 12 runs? Did they jump out early? What was the kind of ebb and flow of the game like?
It was a pretty good game. They scored three runs the first inning, and I believe in the second inning also. And then Wayne pitched a great third inning. 14 pitches got out, no runs. And then after that, we got a couple guys on base. It was 6-0. We had a really good chance to make it in a 3-6 ball game, but we just got a couple things didn't go our way, and they got out of the inning without any runs. But we kind of gave them a little bit of a scare there for a second.
Yeah, it's one thing to give them a scare. You would have liked to get that big hit to get it within 6-3, but even in that, the boys are kind of they're looking at things to give them some confidence, and even with a little rally like that, knowing that it's just one hit away, that gives them some confidence.
Yeah, it did. You could tell definitely when they came over to the dugout after the inning was over that they had a little smile on their face, and they were pretty excited about what was going on.
Was so much of baseball is pitching. If you pitch well, you're going to have a chance. Is that where you saw the biggest improvement between La Plata and Green City?
Yeah, I believe so. La Plata was just hitting the ball hard and all the gaps, and Green City, they hit it, but they weren't getting as hard as hits, and we were able to field some a lot better.
One of the things, too, is you're trying to learn the sport on the fly. It's a second year for softball here in the fall at Grundy. When you're doing that, and it sounds like you have this sort of team, Coach, if you're doing that without a team with a lot of athletic ability, that makes it more difficult. But it sounds like you have some guys who can get the ball and they make the plays defensively, and they're just trying to learn the fine points of hitting. But it sounds like as far as just having an athletic team that can then run pretty well, you have that pretty well this fall. Is that correct?
Yeah, we do. We've got a lot of kids that are pretty good athletes, and thankfully it's able to translate onto the baseball field and then being able to do some stuff for us.
So you're in the same boat as Tri-County, and as I mentioned in my intro, you go to Jamesport in a week, so they're going to be looking at this game the same way that you are. What are things that you're going to be concentrating on against a team that isn't quite as advanced as the La Plata's and Green Cities of the world?
I think when it comes to this game between Tri-County and us, it's a lot just to do with who makes the fewer mistakes, fielding, pitching, and those types of things. We're all going to struggle in the same areas, which is being new to baseball, but it's whoever could do fewer errors in the game, less walks, and those types of things will be you know, I think what will determine the game.
Sounds like Wayne's earning himself some more pitching time. Is he to the point now where you expect him to get most of the starts, or do you kind of like the role that he has?
I think so. If we can start him, we will. The way the games have fallen here early in the season, we've had enough time between each game that he's able to come back with the pitch count and pitch the next one. Later on, it might be a little different when our games get a little closer together.
So what are the things that you work on day-to-day in practice? Does that change? Do you increase things as the boys kind of learn, you know, point A, point B? Do you go to point C, or do you try to keep it pretty level and pretty consistent with what you're going through?
We try to keep it pretty consistent. Our practice consists mostly of just taking an infield and then outfielders catching pop flies, those types of things, and then throwing. And then after we do all that is just live hitting. Just try to get them as many at-bats as we can.
So you played on two straight Friday nights. You went to the plate on the 25th. That didn't go as well. You lost that 119-1. You came back a week later. You lost to Green City 12-1. Similar teams. Maybe the big difference is, though, that you played Green City at home. Was there noticeably just more of a comfortability factor being able to play in Galt last week, Coach?
Yeah, they definitely were more comfortable out there on the field. You could tell during the warm-ups that they were just a lot more at ease. We played at their facilities are just amazing, and I think as soon as we walked up and saw that, they were kind of a little out of their element, and playing up here last Friday was a little more their territory, so they felt a lot better.
I kind of feel like, too, that you know, La Plata and Green City are in the same conference. They're similar, but for you guys, you play Green City all the time, so I'm sure your boys know their boys fairly well.
Yeah.
You don't see La Plata a lot, so that's almost like going to a different country when you see a facility like that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. As far as I know, that was the first we've played La Plata in any sport. Green City is someone we play in basketball every year. We play in baseball, softball, see them at track meets, so we're pretty familiar with those guys.
Well, we'll wait until next week. Obviously, with the Labor Day holiday, we're doing the coaching shows on Tuesday. So by next Monday, we'll be a day away from that Tri-County game, so we'll give that one a really good preview next Monday. Coach Bunnell, have great practices with the boys. You know, you'll get them better, and good luck. We'll talk about that game with Tri-County here in 6 days.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Have a good day.